Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call in for your stories about learning to be a New Yorker. In today's Metropolitan Diary in the New York Times, a city transplant told a story, did you see it, of how he was taught to eat a bagel the New York way by a waitress at the Edison Hotel coffee shop. Do you have a story like that to share, especially if you moved here recently? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I'll tell you a little bit of this story in case you didn't see it in the paper today. Before tasting his first ever New York City bagel, Bill Nave writes that he tried cutting it with a fork and knife, but the waitress didn't stand for it. Quoting from this Metropolitan Diary entry, quote, "Without saying a word, she picked up my bagel and took a tear out of it with her teeth, looking at me as she chewed. She dropped it back on the plate and without missing a beat said, 'You're going to live here. You need to know how to eat a bagel. That's how you eat a bagel,'" unquote. So who taught you the right way to eat a bagel or ride an escalator or exit the subway? What's your story of lessons on New York living? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. The city is full of little rules that strangers or friends will clue you in on, right? People notice when you break those rules. Mayor de Blasio found this out when he recently ate his pizza with a knife and fork, right? Of course, not the same kind of thing because he's from here. But that bagel lesson dates from the 80s. Do you have a more recent story to share of being taught in the New York School of Life? We'll give first priority to people who've moved here in the last 5 years, but anyone may call. When did you learn to say Houston Street correctly, and who corrected you? What are the lessons that you have learned as a immigrant to New York? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right. Who taught you something about being a New Yorker after you moved here? And what was it? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Matt in Brooklyn. Hey, Matt, you have another how to eat a bagel story?
I have another how to eat a bagel story. Yeah, I'm actually a native New Yorker, but my husband and I moved to Brighton Beach about, I want to say, 4 years ago. And for the first, 6 to 8 months that we were there, generally I would go shopping at the fruit stands and the markets along the street, and nobody would really talk to me because they obviously knew that I wasn't Russian. So they definitely had an issue with me at first. And one day I was buying fish and stuff like that at the supermarket, and I saw that they had a bunch of cans of caviar. And I also bought some bread, and they were like, don't buy this bread. You got to buy a bagel, and you got to have it with the red caviar with butter. And that's rules of the neighborhood, and that's what I had to do. And it turned out to be such a great thing that I pretty much buy it all the time. I have cheap caviar for all the time in Brighton Beach.
That's a hoot, Matt. That's really a hoot. Bagels and cheap caviar in Brighton Beach. Allegra in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allegra.
How's it going? Well, I have to tell you, I moved here in 2009, and I was working in the city for about 2.5 years. And when I first started going into the city every day and going around and exploring, when I would get off the subway, go to the top of the stairs, stop, look around, figure out where I am, and then move. And, I would hear people muttering behind me and be so annoyed and how rude they are. Who would say something like that? And then the first time one of my local coworkers rode the subway with me, they were mortified with me, couldn't stand to be seen with me. And now when I have out-of-town guests, I completely understand that is an absolutely New York punishable offense because you hold up the entire flow of traffic, and I'm horrified when I think of all the people who are so annoyed with me.
Yes, don't stop at the top of the subway stairs. And yet, people stop as soon as they get into the subway doors and stand there and block the entrance day after day after day.
Well, and if you have a suitcase, you will get a mutter from me. It's going to happen.
Allegra, thanks for your call. Let's see. Liz in Manhattan didn't grow up too far away from New York, right?
No, I grew up in Westchester County, but was a true suburbanite. But after I moved into the city, my father took me aside and taught me how to do the proper fold, the commuter fold of the New York Times, so that when I would read the paper on the subway, it wouldn't fall onto the people on either side of me. And to this day, when I see the few other people who still read newspapers on the subway and they're struggling and it's falling, it's all I can do from going over to spread the knowledge.
There you go. Thank you very much. But it's true. These days you just have to load the app. Pete in Cranford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pete.
Hi. I moved to New Jersey in 2010 from the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that different coming from Philly, but there are a few nuances I learned, particularly in the local speak. A male-to-male greeting, you would not address a female this way, but a male, you don't say hello. Of course, you say, how you doing? So that was new for me. Another thing I learned was when you are in a line of people, you are not in line, you are online, which was confusing to me. I always thought the only time you were online was when you were in the Internet. But the learning the lingo here, even 4 years in.
How you doing? Learn Pete in Cranford when he moved up to Jersey, all the way from Philadelphia. Joanne in Hastings, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you, when I came to New York in 1947, if you can believe it, that I was waiting to cross the street at Macy's, and I stood there, and the policeman in the middle of the street motioned me to come up. And he said, what's the matter? You look lost. I said, well, where I come from, you get a ticket if you cross on the red light. He said, you're in New York City now. You better cross just when everybody else does.
But what goes around comes around. Now they're ticketing for jaywalking. Thank you for your call. Kat in Irvington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kat.
Hey, Brian. I'm a huge fan of your show. And besides listening to the Brian Lehrer show, the rule of being a New Yorker, when I first arrived to the city and was so confused by the subway system, I used to ask people, you know, how do you know, like, where that there's a one train on 18th Street and that it's not on 17th Street? Or I used to get so perplexed by the subway system. And then I got a job as a model, and I was going around town all day to go see. And I really learned quickly about the efficiency of the subway system and where to enter and where to exit and how to be as efficient as possible with the choreography of the subway system. I saved myself so much time. I was not late again.
Did you become one of those people who knows exactly where the exit turnstiles are at the stop you're going to, and so you try to go into the car that lines up with
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Kat, thank you very much. Jennifer in Times Square, also on the subways, I think. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, this is a great one. Love your show also, Brian. But I'm bending the rules a little bit. This is something that I observed. I was going rush hour after work into the subway. I work in Times Square, and there was a big group of tourists, and they couldn't get the speed right on their Metro card. They're going too slow, too fast. And then meanwhile, you know, pedestrian traffic's building up behind me and behind the tourists. And then there's a woman behind me screams, for God's sake, it's like swiping a violin. And I thought that was so I happen to have taken violin lessons, so I thought, oh, that's actually a really good analogy. But only in Manhattan would a New Yorker yell at you and assume that you had taken violin lessons and know her reference.
Great story. Thank you very much. Martha in Highland Park. You're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a native New Yorker, and I have taught people how to walk in the city. You don't look up at the tops of the buildings. If you do, you're a tourist.
There you go. But if they're tourists, then they have reason to look up.
Ah, listen, if you want to appear to be a New Yorker, don't look up. Look
right.
straight ahead.
Once you keep walking, right. Once you live here for a while, You bet. Diane in New Jersey, another subway story, a horror story?
Yes, a misdemeanor, ethics. Difference between Boston and New York. I moved from Boston in 1988, and I was on the way to a very important business meeting, suit, briefcase, and late and missing a train, so I jumped the turnstile. No big deal in Boston in the mid-'80s, early 80s, very anarchist town. And I got caught with two other guys, and we had to clean the subway station with toothbrushes, basically. But the funny part of it was telling my friends about it. They looked at me, eyes wide open, and just said, "You are a common criminal."
There you go. And this was in the 80s. This was before the Giuliani-Bratton turnstile jumping crackdown, right?
Yes.
What do you mean you had to clean it with a toothbrush? You got sentenced to hard labor in the subways?
Yes, hard labor for an afternoon, or I forget what it was, but it was not pretty.
That's a story. Amy in Brooklyn, can you do it in 15 seconds?
God, I hope so. I'm from London. I arrived and went straight into a bank and stood behind the person a little too close at the ATM machine, and the woman in front of me did lots of shaking of her head and turning around, giving me evil looks, and a lot of... And then she finally just sort of said, "Do you mind?" And then I understood the all-important lesson of personal space in New York.
Amy in Brooklyn, originally from London, learns the all-important lesson of personal space in New York. Thanks for all your stories. You can keep posting them to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.